Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I sat down and for purely selfish purposes, and Hatchet knows this because not only did I say on Thursday's show last week before I had Friday off pulling a woolly, I liked this one. I thought the Lions should win. I picked the Lions to win this game. I doubled down yesterday for 5 hours.
I heard you and little Rieger going at it.
I know. Woo! And I was just hoping upon hope that I was right because I didn't want the opposite of that show open to come to be, which I would have been embarrassed.
Oh, obviously. No. You redeemed yourself very nicely from the opening week when you said they had no chance to beat the Cardinals.
That's true.
You did very nicely.
This week.
Flip, flop. and you would have probably, I assume, have to get a job in a different market if the Lions had lost yesterday because you doubled down so severely. But
the only problem is I'm not like Mike. I can't go back anywhere. Like Mike, he can always go back to New York.
Right,
you know, people
right.
when they get angry at him for not picking the Lions. I can't go back. So I go back to Livonia. Well, I mean, what am I going to do? It's 20 minutes away.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, kudos to you, Bogey.
Thank you.
More power to the power of Bogey. Now, myself, I wasn't a believer. I did pick the Giants to win. I didn't say they had no shot or anything. But I did think that the Giants would maybe be desperate and kind of a professional team. They were god-awful. Lions partly made them look god-awful, but they were god-awful. I understand in New York, for the end of Eric Flowers' career, they have started the campaign Flowers for Flowers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
deliver
nice.
Flowers for Flowers, because it is over. His career is dead.
Poor guy.
But, you know, Ziggy took advantage of that. The Lions were hitting the quarterback and returning punts. And, Bogey, before we started the show down here at Comerica's Park, I was looking here on the interwebs, and I was thinking, you know they've been 2-0 before to start this season, but it hasn't quite felt like this, has it? Because they didn't just win miracle. They won two double-digit games. It wasn't all Stafford. And I thought, when have you felt this good about a start? And you said, well, you know, Joe, they started 2-0 in 2011. So I went back and looked, and okay.
That's exactly how I said it.
It is exactly.
Yeah.
And very impressive so far this year, but they got a ways to go to match 2011. If you recall, they did start the year 5-0. They beat the Bucs 27-20 in opening day. They beat the Chiefs in the second game 48-3. They won at Minnesota and at Dallas, and they were 5-0. So, Lions, if you're listening, and I was down there talking to Jim Caldwell today. They're not doing cartwheels or anything.
TJ might be listening on his way
on the
home.
Ride
yep.
home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike has to drive him home. No, Mike is actually riding one of those bike things where TJ sits in the back and Mike has to pedal him home. And
that was the gentleman's agreement.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're listening, I hate to say it, as impressive as it is, you got a ways to go to match that 2011 start, but this still does feel different because of the versatility and the balance they've shown.
And of course, the phone number, 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136, the Bogey and Wojo Show. We are live outside Comerica Park, by the way.
Yeah.
It does look like the rain is starting to
dissipate.
Yeah, a little bit. So it looks like the game should start on time. Don't quote me on that, though.
A late-arriving crowd, I'll say.
Yeah, I would certainly say that. It was like a ghost town when I walked out here from the press box. But again, the question, I mean, does this feel a little bit different? Do you allow yourself as a Lions fan to actually feel differently about this? And that was a part of my entire argument leading up to this game yesterday with the Rieger guy for like 5 hours, is it does kind of feel like a new quote-unquote era. Bob Quinn has brought in a lot of guys, first and second-year players. You go from rounds 1 through 6 the last 2 years, you're talking about, I believe, 6 of 8 guys making a significant impact on this Lions team. You talk about Anthony Zettel and Jared Ledbetter on the defensive line. They're playing a key role. A'shaun Robinson, Graham Glasgow, a guy that wasn't mentioned much, you know, in the previous 4 hours. He had one of the best games, I think,
but go deeper,
as a Detroit Lion.
Miles Killebrew and the Agnew guy.
Agnew, another one.
Deeper into the draft.
I'm with you.
Impacts.
And the thing is, too, and everyone going into this game thought, oh, my gosh, Stafford's got to go out there and earn. He's got to show why they gave him $27 million a year.
That's what
they didn't even
thought.
Need Matthew Stafford to be elite last night. The defense was good enough, and Eli Manning ended up giving him the football, just like I told Hatchett that they would. And that Giants defense was susceptible enough that the Lions were able to get a couple of strikes. And I will say, I know they didn't have overall a ton of success. I think they got over 100 yards on the ground, if I'm not mistaken. But first down runs.
138, yeah.
First down runs. They had several in which they were getting 4 and 5 yards. And that opens everything up. When you talk about second down and maybe 3rd and 2 as opposed to a 3rd and 8, that to me was a huge thing. But the first thing that I noticed, they looked like the team that was ready for prime time, a team that's been in these situations.
Correct.
The Giants looked like a team that was on its heels, more like the Lions are used to looking on national
Lions
TV.
Looked like a very well-coached team.
They did.
They did. In every aspect, from the head coach, the defensive coordinator, Terrell Lawson, the offensive Jim Bob Cooter, let's give them credit. And I want to clear one thing up, because when I heard you arguing with the Rieger kid, I felt bad for him because he was playing the old hit, which
SOL.
Yeah, he thought
I
they
know.
Would lose.
Yeah.
I haven't brought up SOL in a year now. I don't.
Not since the Patriots preseason game.
Yeah,
right?
I guess so. I suppose so. But I thought they would be in trouble in New York because the Giants, they were 11-5 last year. Are they really going to start 0-2 and look as bad as they looked? So mine was all about the Giants. It was not about the Lions, piddling the bed or anything like that. Because I think that part is over, the SOL. Stafford looks so much more composed. It knows when to run, when to slide. Mm-hmm.
Should have been a penalty on one of those slides, yeah.
Yeah, probably. And that's why, to me, it's more impressive, I guess, unless you go all the way back to 2011. Or are there Lions fans out there? And I've heard a few just standing around us here.
Mm.
You know what? This is what I've heard.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah. It's good. I'm going to go ahead and wait and see what they do against the Falcons on Sunday. I know, and I'm like, okay, what if they lose a close game to the Falcons? Does that mean what if they beat the Falcons? See that road right in front of us there? That's called Woodward, Bogey. You'll see the floats going down. You'll see the big clowns on the tethers floating through the air if they beat the Falcons.
See, that's what I expected Mike to lead with on his four-hour show, just extending, you know, the end zone, extending that finish line, like, beat a good team. The Giants are a terrible team. Beat the Falcons next week, and maybe I'll believe that you're a good football team. He didn't do that, though. He did give the Lions credit.
He took his medicine. He did.
Absolutely. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. We'll get to the phones coming up, but again, if you're a Lions fan, does this 2-0 start feel a little bit differently at this point? It's the Bogey and Wojo Show, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.